听力课堂，听 class.com。
8. Work experience. Useful sentences. Inquiring work experience.
1. Have you got any experience in advertising?
2. Do you have any sales experience?
3. Do you have any practical experience as a secretary?
4. Would you tell me the essential qualities a teacher should maintain?
5. What have you learned from jobs you have held?
6. What work were you responsible for at your previous work unit?
7. How many employers have you worked for?
8. What kind of work are you doing now?
9. What unit do you work at?
10. In your resume, I know that you've been a salesperson for 2 years. That is to say, you are very familiar with marketing work, aren't you?
11. How long have you been working there?
12. What is your responsibility there?
13. Do you have any experience with a computer?
14. Have you ever done any clerical work?
15. Are you familiar with America-styled accounting?
16. What about operating the fax and duplicator?
17. Have you experience in secretarial work?
18. Do you take, write, shorthand?
19. Do you have any sales experience?
Answering work experience.
1. With thorough college education in foreign trade and related studies, and strong interest in this field, I feel can be considered for the position.
2. Since my graduation from Guangdong Foreign Studies University 6 years ago, I have been employed as an interpreter in a foreign trade company.
3. I am 24 years old, male, and have 3 years' experience with a trade company as a market analyst.
4. For the past 4 years, I have been the secretary to the general manager at Mengniu Milk Company.
5. I have been working for the past 10 years with Far East Trading Corporation, where my responsibilities have included shipping arrangements, foreign exchange procedures, and some business transactions in import and export of synthetic textiles.
6. I have been working in the public relations section of a company in the past 2 years.
7. I worked in a fashion shop last summer as part-time sales girl.
8. I have been a secretary in an insurance company.
9. Although I have no experience in this field, I'm willing to learn.
10. I'm sorry to say that I have no experience in this field.
11. I worked as a receptionist for 5 years at Xun Feng Hotel.
12. I established business ties with several firms.
13. I have been working as a clerk at the personnel department of ABC Company since I graduated from the university.
14. I have been working for my previous company for 2 years. We have 155 colleagues in our team.
15. I worked for a foreign company as a manager.
16. I served as the sales manager for our company in the last 2 years.
17. It's true that I've just graduated from college, but I have the experience of working as a part-time salesman for a true company.
18. I started as an office clerk and became a department manager 3 years later. About 2 years ago, I was appointed as an assistant to the general manager.
19. Actually, I've been teaching Western economics at a university for 5 years.
20. When I was at college, I worked as a part-time salesperson for a textile company for 2 years, where I was praised for my work.
21. I've been employed as a teller in the Beijing branch of the Bank of Holland since 2000.
22. I've been a secretary for International Trade Company in recent years.
23. I've got 5 years' experience of office work.
24. As I am personnel director, my work involves recruitment, training new employees, making plans for all kinds of insurance, and drawing up policies for the employees' benefits.
25. I am presently working as the personal secretary to the president of Sony Corporation.
26. I worked in a library for 2 years right after college.
27. I was a secretary for an insurance company.
28. I have approximately 3 years' experience using a computer.
29. When I was in school, I was selling Time magazine.
Fashion conversation. Conversation 1. What kind of jobs have you had?
I worked as a personnel manager in a state-owned company, and then I transferred to joint venture as a sales manager, so I'm familiar with the food market in China.
How did your previous employers treat you?
They treated me very well. We cooperated harmoniously and respected each other.
What have you learned from the jobs you have had?
I have learned some skills about how to deal with clients and how to behave myself as a personnel manager.
When you worked in your previous company, which did you prefer, working with other people or by yourself?
I preferred working with other colleagues when I worked in my previous company. I think teamwork and cooperation are very important. No matter how competent he or she is in a company, he can't do without them.
Conversation 2.
Have you got any experience in advertising?
Yes, I have been working in the public relations section of a company in the past 2 years. I plan the advertising campaign and cooperate the work of artists and typographers. Sometimes I have to do the work of a specialist when there's something urgent.
Do you have any practical experience as a secretary?
Yes, sir. I acted as a secretary in an insurance company.
Would you tell me the essential qualities a secretary should maintain?
Well, to begin with, I would say she needs to be diligent, and the second point is that she has to do a lot of things on her own initiative. Finally, she can make notes in shorthand and types and has the skills in report writing, summary writing, keep minutes at meetings, and so on. Most important of all is that she seems to have a better memory than average.
Have you had any experience with computer?
Yes, I studied in a computer training program and can process data through the computer.
That's fine. What about operating the fax and duplicator?
I can handle them without any trouble.
What have you learned from jobs you have held?
Above all, I have learned that what is good for the company is good for me. So I follow the instructions strictly and always keep my boss informed.
Very good.
Conversation 3.
Do you have any sales experience?
Yes, I have done that kind of work.
Have you ever done any correspondence work?
No, but I am taking a course in business English. I am sure I could pick up the job quickly.
Have you ever held a secretarial position?
Yes, I was a secretary in a trading company.
Can you describe your duties briefly?
My main duties were processing routine memos, invoices, and shipping documents.
I noticed from your resume that you've worked in an exhibition company. What did your job consist of exactly?
I was responsible for preparing leaflets and brochures. Conversation 4.
I see by your resume that you have just graduated from college. I assume you haven't had any working experience. Is that right?
That's right. I've only had some part-time jobs working in department stores.
Well, experience is not important in this job. We are looking for a man we can train to be a teller. By the way, do you like to work with figures?
Yes, I liked math in school.
We are more interested in finding someone who is alert and quick at figures. Do you like meeting the public?
Yes, I enjoy working with people.
We have very pleasant working conditions, and I think we have a fine staff to work with. You would be assigned an experienced employee to help you. He would be responsible for training you. Have you studied English conversation?
Yes, I had an American tutor for 2 years. I had 2 lessons under her every week. Would I be using English every day in this job?
Yes, many of our customers are Americans, so you would be speaking English with most of them. Do you know anything about various kinds of savings and checking accounts?
No, I'm afraid I don't. I'd be glad to learn.
That's a good answer. I appreciate your being frank.
Conversation 5.
Have you had any work experience at all? Yes. I worked part-time at a coffee shop to help to pay my college tuition. And I also worked in the school administration department. I had 3 bosses there, and many varied duties. Sometimes, especially during the beginning of each term, it was very busy. Have you ever worked with foreigners before? Oh, yes. At my university, I was active in projects with the foreign student group. We planned social gatherings and outdoor activities. Our group had students from 10 countries, and I felt comfortable with them all. How do you think working for a foreign company will be different from working for a Chinese company? I think that generally, foreign companies are more willing to give a great deal of responsibility to their employees. I think that once I prove myself to my superiors, I will have the chance to do increasingly difficult work assignments. This is what I hope for. Mr. Smith, I'm a very hard worker, and I take a lot of pride in my work. I think I can be a strong asset to your company if I'm given the chance to prove myself. What do you think a job is? I think it is a way to make a living, of course. But what's more important, a job is a way of developing as a person. In your current job, what has given you the most satisfaction? When everything is completed, I have a strong feeling of accomplishment and satisfaction. Do you prefer working by yourself or with others? Both. Sometimes I have an assignment that needs total concentration, like working with financial figures. At times like these, I need to be alone and be quiet. But other projects are best done with group support, and I enjoy working with a team in these situations. What have you learned from some of the jobs you've had? I think at first I tend to be over-organized. I have learned to concentrate and focus on the most important parts of a job and not get too caught up with small matters. I think I've also learned how to work smoothly with people who have different personalities.
Conversation 6. What kind of work are you doing now?
I'm a civil engineer.
What unit do you work at?
I am working at Qingdao Zhujiang Real Estate Company.
How long have you been working there?
I've been working there for 3 years.
How many employers have you worked for?
Only one.
Interview notes.
Work experience alone do not make a good fit. Many job seekers think that employers are looking at only the work experience of candidates, or at qualifications above all other factors. This is often not so. Sometimes, other factors are more important than work experience. For example, many companies are seeking, foremost, employees with positive attitudes who are adaptable and hardworking. Another reason that qualifications alone do not make a good fit is that the interviewer cannot completely know and understand a candidate's qualifications. The interviewer only has the perception of each candidate's qualifications. One candidate with lesser qualifications can appear more qualified by simply presenting his or her qualifications more skillfully and more comprehensively. Perception is everything. So, it bears repeating that you should be courageous and bold. Present yourself as the person who is an ideal fit for the job. Many job seekers land jobs by performing interviews better than people who have stronger work experience.